Support for Let's Eat comes from Bombs Natural Foods. More than just supplements, Bombs offers massages, ion cleanses, a juice bar, and an educated staff for all of your questions. Bombs Natural Foods, with locations in Merrillville, Highland, and BombsNaturalFoods.com. Program consideration comes from Lithographic Communications. Lithographic Communications, located in Munster, has been providing both printing and mailing services locally since 1988. More information is available at 219-924-9779. NIPSCO supports Lakeshore Public Radio because a little information can be a huge help. Sign up for NIPSCO Alerts to receive updates on your account, including power outage status updates via text, email, or phone. Learn more at NIPSCO.com/alerts.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Woo! Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. What a weekend. What a week it's been. It's Good Friday, Easter weekend. I'm hopping at the restaurant. It's busy out there. How you doing, Jose?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
And Sharon's off today, and you're sitting in her spot?
I'm sitting in her spot, chowing down, as usual.
Yeah, see, there's the benefit of being here on Friday.
Oh,
You fill the chair, keep it warm, and then you get to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
So how's things going?
Oh, pretty good, you know, living.
Yeah, living the single life.
Well, yeah, I guess
ladies,
the single life.
Ladies,
yeah.
You know, the number here is 769-9577. You call and talk to us or talk to Jose.
Oh, man, I'm blushing now.
Yeah, we're sitting here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. That's WLPR. The show is called Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, and we have Jose here as my partner. And the whole point of the show is to get you to call us and ask our guests some question about food. We're a little bit of foodies here, sometimes drinkies too, and get a chance to get a gift card for free. We mail it to you, one from the guests and one from Chef Nick's Eatery, and the number is 769-9577. So, Jose, single guy like you, what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend? I actually have a concert I'm going to tonight, and then it is Good Friday after all, so I'm glad we're eating good right now.
Yeah, we're kind of like not on the right pace, you know, the right path. But you know what? I got an excuse. I'm Greek Orthodox, so.
Oh, so there you go.
I get away with eating these burgers and the pizza and the chicken and everything. What a spread. And you know what? People can get onto our Facebook and see what we've been eating today.
Yeah, we always post pictures.
Yeah, what is the Facebook? Is it Lakeshore Public Radio?
Lakeshore Public Radio. I know there's a PBS Lakeshore Public Media as well. Mm-hmm. I believe ours specifically, though, is Lakeshore Public Radio. Facebook, of course.
And you'll get to see our guest, Charisse, on there. They forced me in there, and all the food, which is much prettier than me. So who are you going to go see? You going to go see a choir because it's Good Friday? What are you going to go see?
Well, actually, it's a pretty electronic goth band. I've
oh,
seen.
Really? Yeah. Oh, then I guess
Lorelei Dreaming. Shout out
a little
I guess.
Bit of yeah. The theme, isn't it? Yeah. So, what's the weather going to be like this weekend?
This weekend, well, you already know the weather today.
Oh, which is?
It's 43 and very cloudy right
very,
now.
Very, very yep. Big sea work.
Yep. Still in double digits though. Thank heavens. And Saturday, it's going to be really sunny, but 55. And then Sunday, it's also going to be sunny, but 73.
That's good. That's good garage cleaning weather. But, you know, today we need to, you know, I just bought this Bugatti.
I know. I see it.
$1.5 million I bought it for, just for today's show, so we can just hop in it.
You want to hop in
it
right now?
Let's hop in it.
You know what? Let's go.
You could drive. You drive.
Okay.
You can just take off. Wait, you're going too fast.
Woo.
Woo. You know what?
Listen to that baby purr.
Don't go so fast. I want to make it to Quaker Steak and Lube so I can eat. I mean, don't.
That is our guest today.
It is our guest today. And we have Charisse here from Quaker Steak and Lube. It's a mouthful. How you doing, Charisse?
I'm doing really good.
And you know what? He was driving so fast, he made me so nervous that if, Katie, if you're listening right now, you know, I needed you to make me a drink for the show.
She makes a great drink.
I know. I saw that. I saw the bar there. It's a beautiful place. So, Charisse, How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
And folks, again, dial 769-9577. And you know what? You can get a gift card from Quaker Steak and Lube and Chef Nick's Eatery. I mean, it's a double bonus today. Charisse, why don't you give us your full name and your title, a little background about personal background about yourself, and what your duties are there at Quaker Steak and Lube.
Okay. My name is Charisse Govert. I'm the marketing manager at Quaker Steak and Lube. I kind of touch base at all areas of the restaurant, back of the house, front of the house. I do the event planning.
You help out everywhere?
I do.
You do? Now, where did you go to school at?
Oh, I went to Calumet High School.
Calumet High School? Did you go do anything after that? I mean, where were some of your jobs that you had?
I worked at Zorn Brew Works for the past year.
Uh-huh.
I stayed at home with my kids for the majority of my married life.
Now, Brew Works, that's a brewery?
Zorn Brew Works, yes. It's out of Michigan City.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of it. Are they pretty large?
So far, yeah. They're expanding.
They're expanding. So, I looked up Quaker Steak and Lube, and what I noticed is they're connected to a truck stop? Are you by yourself out there?
So in Gary, we have an express location.
Okay. And you're located in what location?
In Portage.
In Portage.
So we're self-standing.
Oh, you are self-standing.
Self-standing.
And you know what's unique about your place is if you didn't know that it was a restaurant, you'd kind of think you were going to go there for an oil change.
Correct. So Quaker Steak and Lube is originally out of Sharon, Pennsylvania. And it was opened in 1974 by George Warren and Gary Marzozars. It was an abandoned gas station. They hated to see the building go, and so they erected it, kept it going as a restaurant. First started out, they brought a grill in, grilled outside, had the steaks going.
You could do that in the 70s. You could actually have a grill in the middle of your restaurant, no vent or anything. You got away with everything.
Don't need, special permissions or permits or anything?
They were burning trash. They didn't care.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's how it was. Nowadays, you can't get away with nothing. Mm-mm. Nothing like that.
Not even a food truck anymore.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, now, Quaker Steak and Lube is a franchise? Is it a franchise?
So there is 55 locations.
Wow.
42 of them is corporate, and the remainder is franchise owned.
Now, is yours owned by?
Ours is owned by Truck Stops of America, which is a corporate.
So you're a self-standing unit, but some of the other ones have gas stations and stuff connected to it?
Correct. In Cleveland, we have a restaurant inside of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
In Gary, we have the Express inside of TA.
So you do have there is one in Gary, but the one you're over is the one in Portage.
In Portage.
Now, is the menus all the same?
For the Express, we have a lighter menu. Well,
what's an Express? What's the difference?
So you just have a quicker option. So we don't offer ribs.
Okay.
We offer some of our burgers, our wings, select sauces, so not the full menu of sauces.
We're in Portage. You can take your place and place it in any community, and you would be a restaurant, right? Just like a regular running.
Correct. We are. We're a regular running restaurant.
Because when I was a kid, and I had to travel, from coast to coast of Indiana, we used to stop at places called Stuckey's. You never heard of Stuckey's?
I've never heard of Stuckey's.
And you used to go in these places called Stuckey's, and they would have little charms and trinkets and little games for the kids and magazines and stuff. And then they would have a restaurant, and it's pretty much your typical greasy spoon kind of feel. But they were all over the place, Stuckey's. Hmm. Now, when you go here to Quaker Steak, Tune and Lube. I keep wanting to say Tune and Lube.
Quaker Steak and Lube.
Quaker Steak. It's a mouthful, I'm telling you. Quaker Steak and Lube, it's not like that. It feels like you're walking into I'm surprised you don't have a dance floor. It feels like you're walking into a TGIF or, something that's really, really cool.
I was going to say, describe it to me because I've never been, but after today,
The food.
Okay. The food is amazing.
So we have three areas located in our restaurant. Corvette, it kind of brings the Corvette car feeling to the family portion of our restaurant. Whenever you walk into the bar area to the right when you walk in, it's called Handlebar. So that's one of our bar areas.
So is it Harley Davidson?
It's Harley Davidson, motorcycles. And then to the left of the restaurant is TA, Thunder Alley. So that, on the NASCAR note, brings in the race cars and gas tanks, checker flags.
Yeah. And you got this car that just is hanging from the ceiling. Is that a no?
We just had it removed.
Oh, folks, I'm sorry. But why'd you have it removed? Was it just too much of
a hazard?
It was. It was
a hazard.
Too much of a hazard.
Was it a real car up there?
It was.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
I mean.
I kind of want to see it now.
Well, you can see it on the
There's
website.
Pictures. Yeah.
Oh, is there? Okay. So did you eat like right under it or something? Or was it?
It was hanging above the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the bar would have been compromised.
Right. Because the whole theme is like motorcycles and cars and checkered flags.
Right. And then in our back side of the bar, our third bar, is called Brickyard.
Okay.
So it's 21 and older, only beyond the doors. That's where we have our bands on Fridays. The patio goes open with the garage doors, so it's connected to an outside patio with no awning, so it's like full sun.
Wow. So it's a venue as well?
Yeah.
Like,
wow, that's really cool.
So It's not connected any kind of, because I'm thinking it's connected to like the gas pumps and everything's right there. No.
No.
It's a self-standing now,
restaurant.
Are you right off the highway? Are you right off of 8094? Is it 8094?
We are.
So when you're taking 8094, you just
go north.
And you're right there.
On the right-hand side.
See, I was thinking of, it was like an old, like, you know. Like a TNA. Is it called TA?
TA.
TA. I said it wrong, probably. A TA. Yeah. Truck place.
I believe that's something different.
You got a little crazy.
Some of those truck places, you might visit some of that sometimes. But, I thought it was something like that, but it's actually a freestanding restaurant.
Correct.
Which is kind of cool.
So it's not a gas station
at all.
It's a 100% restaurant.
It's a 100% restaurant.
Okay. And seating? How many you think you seat in there? Not with the doors open, just your regular seating.
Around 375.
Wow. That's like a banquet hall.
That is.
I know. Hmm. Folks, if you want to visit Quaker Steak and Lube, you need to call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Ask Sharice a question about her establishment. Win a gift card. So give us a call now. We're here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. Why don't you tell us about some of the items you brought in? I mean, you brought in a lot, and people really do need to go online to kind of see that.
You need to see this, because there's pizza, there's burgers, there's wings, tater tots.
Onion rings.
So I'll start off with all the LTO burgers that I brought in.
Say that again?
They're limited edition food for the spring summer.
Uh-huh.
So this was I brought in a Baja burger topped with pickled jalapenos, melted pepper jack, pico de gallo, and spicy jalapeno.
Mm.
The other one I brought in was the barbecue O-string burger. It's topped with onion strings, cheddar cheese, our original barbecue sauce.
And when you say original, you guys make the barbecue sauce? Or you have it kind of made for you?
That's one of our ones that's just the original.
Okay, from Quaker.
Correct.
Okay.
I also brought in a mushroom Swiss burger.
And you also brought in a
Beyond Meat, which is 100% plant-based burger.
Okay.
It satisfies like beef, so even if you're a meat eater, you would eat it, and it has the texture of meat.
Yeah,
I tried it.
It tastes just now. Like,
it's really, really good. I would not be able to tell the difference.
Carl came in here, and that's the first thing he went for, because he's a vegetarian. Was that? And today's the perfect day for it, huh?
Yeah. And it has mac and cheese on it.
Yep,
as well,
with the mac and cheese burger with the Beyond Meat. So you can turn any of our burgers into a Beyond Meat burger.
Okay.
That's kind of cool. So you can transform.
You can customize.
Yeah.
So if you like the toppings of the other ones, you could just add the Beyond Meat patty opposed to our steak burger.
And what other ones you got?
We also brought in the Reuben burger, the GTO gyro burger.
I love GTOs. I grew up with them. Go ahead.
Tater tots, our green beans.
Yeah, those green beans. Well, now, what's in the green beans?
We did red peppers, some lube seasonings.
Wait, lube seasoning?
Yeah.
See, now, you make it sound like, you know, after you do
it's
an
a
oil
special.
Change
you
or
have
something.
To come in to try it. It's a special seasoning.
And then I noticed that you got tater tots.
Tater tots.
Which I love tater tots.
Our onion rings.
Okay. And you do your own French fries.
French fries.
And we got James Mohammed here. He's gonna join in and start grabbing some food.
Awesome.
And then we got wings. Now, the wings, what flavors did you bring in?
So I brought in, on the boneless wings, I brought in mango habanero dusting. So it's not a sauce. It's just the dusting.
Okay.
Kind of sneaks up on you and hits the spice later.
That's what Tommy said to me, that later on he got heat out of it.
Correct. And then I brought our parm pepper.
Parm pepper?
Yep. That's the bone-in wings.
So you have boneless and bone-in wings. What? I already had
them. Yeah, taste it.
I had something of everything. Matt, don't you want any? So before we get to the pizzas and some of the other things, I think we got a caller. Jose, who we got?
We have Janet from Crown Point who has a question.
Hey, Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Hi. Hi, Nick. Hi, Cherise.
Hi.
I wanted to ask, do you take reservations at the restaurant?
Currently, we don't take reservations, but if you call ahead, we can make effort to make the seating possible.
Okay, because sometimes we have, like, there's, like, 8 or 10 of us that come, and, you know, we just sometimes they'll take them and... Sometimes, you know, you sit and wait. So I wasn't sure if you did call ahead or, but that would be great if you could call ahead.
So have you ever been out there to visit?
You know what? I was there, oh my gosh, it's probably been 6 years ago. And so I was kind of excited when you were on because I couldn't even remember what was on the menu. I know we had burgers, but I couldn't remember if you had like really nice meals like shrimp and, you know,
dinners or fast food. We do have entrees now and we... USA Today, we was actually just within the top 5 votes for the best steak.
Oh, my gosh. That's great to hear.
So some of our entree items would be a New York strip steak, a Thunderbird steak, which is an 8-ounce center cut top sirloin, a choice ribeye.
And you have shrimp. You have shrimp, too, don't you?
We do.
Now, do you have any other seafood?
I think it's just shrimp in...
We have a pub-style fish.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, like fish and chip type thing?
Fish and chips, fish sandwich.
So
awesome.
So
ribs.
I'm going to send you out a coupon, a gift card to both places.
Great.
And this way you can drive into Portage and check out Quaker
Steak.
Nick,
we've been to your restaurant several times. Absolutely love it.
You know what? So. I'm going to still send you out a gift card.
Great. Okay. I know. It's a great place. We love it. Well, so glad you're doing breakfast now, too.
Yeah, well, thanks. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank
bye-bye.
You very much, Janet.
Call again.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, that's all you got to do. Call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And give Cherise a question about the Quaker Steak and Lube. And me, Chef Nick, will tell you something about my restaurant. Or I can tell you about the weather. Something I heard on NPR.
I do have the weather app, so.
Yeah. We could do that. So you do pizza, too. Is that something new?
We do. We opened up with... In October, we brought pizza in.
Okay. And what kind did you bring here? Because you know what? There's none left.
So the pizza I brought in here.
There's none left.
Wow, that was quick.
That had to be a 16-inch pizza.
It was.
It wasn't a small pizza. And I like it when it's got that fat crust on it that's thick.
Was there also like actual like little nuggets on there?
Chicken.
Like chicken?
Yeah. Go ahead and tell us what it was on
there. So
the
I brought in the Arizona Chicken Bacon Club pizza. It's made with our award-winning Arizona ranch sauce. It's topped with American cheddar jack cheese, crispy breaded chicken and bacon, caramelized onions, and scallions.
So I've heard you say you alluded to award-winning and USA Today. Can you elaborate on that a little bit for us? Because you know what? Go ahead and espouse yourself. Tell us what your place is known for.
So our sauces are, that's what we're known for, our wings and our sauces. They've been in contests and won awards, so that deems us award winning.
Okay. Now, you said you did anything with on USA Today? You were in USA Today?
USA Today did a top restaurants, and we came in to the top 5.
Wow. That's really something. In a nation.
Correct.
That's even bigger. It's not like Lake County or something like that, or just Porter County. You hit the whole nation.
And talking about our award-winning sauces, so this season at the Railcat Stadium, Quaker Steak and Lube sauces, 4 of them, will be the official sauce of the Railcat Stadium.
Really?
Correct.
Wow, that's cool.
That is cool.
I think we just did some breaking news there.
Breaking news.
I think we got a scoop.
You heard it here first on Chef Nick's Let's Eat.
For the Railcat season.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yep,
that's
starting May 21st is their home opener.
So is it going to be like an express store at the Railcat?
No, it's
going to be
sauces.
It's going to be their food,
but with the sauce.
Capitalizing on our sauces. Okay.
Now, speaking of the sauces, if you don't mind.
Oh, dude, you're going.
I wouldn't say I'm a connoisseur of sauces, but I absolutely love hot sauce. Your triple atomic. Now it's 500,000. Now that's the
skull.
The skull.
Correct.
Skull.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, is it really as deadly as it sounds?
So I tried it.
What? Not right before you got here. You probably
no
be like shaking. And
so
stuff.
It's really sweet whenever you take your first bite, and then the heat just like sneaks up on you, and then it just stays with you, and then it's like instant Botox.
Just lifts your face. Now, do you have a ghost pepper? I was looking on here. I was looking to see like what kind of pepper.
We have a dusted ghost pepper. So kind of the same as the mango habanero. We also have the ghost pepper as a dusting, not as a sauce.
Now, that's my favorite.
Taste-wise.
I love the taste of ghost pepper.
Ghost is newer, and then they got the California Reaper, which is even higher than the ghost.
Wow.
Which is this like crazy hot.
But to go back to our triple atomic, we do have a challenge.
Oh, do you?
Oh.
We do. So if you come in and eat 6 bone-in triple atomic wings and you complete the task, I can take your picture. It goes on our heat.
Before you pass out.
Eat the heat board, our digital board. And then you also get a t-shirt that you completed.
And
the challenge.
Just 6?
Just 6.
But it's bone-in, so that means it has to touch your lips.
So yesterday we had 2 gentlemen.
She's smiling at me when she says 6.
Yesterday we had 2 gentlemen came in, 1 completed and 1 failed.
Okay, and what happened to the one that failed? Was he on the floor or
crying? I took
crying?
His picture. Yeah, he was crying. He took
on the floor.
1 wing.
Folks, if you want to cry, dial 769-9577. That's 769-9577 and ask Charisse a question from Quaker Steak and Lube, and she'll have an answer for
and
you.
And win a gift card.
And win a gift card. Yeah. I keep forgetting the gift card.
No, I never forget.
You never forget. So, Charisse, what's your favorite item? Do you have a go-to item?
I like the parm pepper wings.
Do you?
And the steak salad.
Mm. Oh, okay.
We have a steak salad. It's really good.
Do you have the best mover? Is the burger category your best category out of everything?
Our wings.
Our wings are
number one.
Are they?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
really good.
Yeah.
I'm like chomping on one as we're talking.
Thanks.
So you have a kids menu?
We do have a kids menu. Kids car cruisers. We also have the Easter Bunny coming out tomorrow from 3 to 5, so they can receive a free kids cruiser meal with an adult entree purchase.
So somebody goes out there with 2 kids, it's fine.
Free meals.
There you go.
Bring your kids. Take a selfie with the Easter Bunny.
Jose, and he's going to come, kind of on his knees. And
I'll shave. I'll shave.
You going to shave for that, Jose?
Free meal, yes. So I have a question. So you said they had the steak salad.
Correct.
Now, are you able to get the steak any way you want it, or is there a certain...
Yes, you can order it. Medium rare, well done.
That's cool. Because there's a few places I've been to, like, they have steak, but for the steak salad specifically, they, like, use a different steak and they can't serve it anything other than medium, I think.
Oh, no. All of our steaks are cooked as ordered.
Cool.
And our burgers.
And you have ribs.
We do have ribs.
And
there's ribs, too?
There's ribs. And you can get the choice of your sauce on them.
I don't see why you guys just don't drop
Thursdays,
a place down in Maryville or Crown Point somewhere.
I know.
So can we say the location again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, 6245 Ameriplex Drive in Portage, Indiana.
Now, why is it called Ameriplex? I mean, what is it? Is it a plaza with other things in it? Or, is there other things in it? Because I heard today on NPR there's a woman's fair or something like that, and I think it's at the Ameriplex Plaza in Portage. Is there something? I'm just wondering if there's a convention center there, or it's just you.
There's a couple of hotels off to the side, some other restaurants. It's the road leading into Bass Pro.
See, when I see here, that's why.
Because it's a convention center.
When I hear that Ameriplex Plaza, that's why in my mind I'm envisioning there's going to be pumps and things like that.
Okay.
So just to make sure people know that I'm not.
Yeah, I forgot there's hotels and stuff there too.
There is.
So again, I'm sorry to cut in. What was the address?
Oh, 6245 Ameriplex Drive in Portage, Indiana, 46368.
So you do some pork. So what kind of pork do you do?
We do a pulled pork.
Okay.
We do it on a sandwich, and we also do it on a nacho.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Now, you do ribs?
We do ribs.
So you guys, now some places bring in the ribs and stuff. Do you guys actually cook your own ribs and everything?
We do
like
cook
that?
Them right there.
And
season them up.
And the pulled pork, now, is that something you bring in or do you...
Nope, we cook it in-house, and then we shred it right there.
Ooh, do you know if it's a bone-in bud?
I do not know that.
Okay. I'm just asking.
But I will invite everyone to come in and try our ribs on Thursdays. We have baby back rib specials starting at $11.99.
Okay.
Now, do you use a special sauce for the ribs?
Or you can choose your sauce. So you can even use the dusting.
Oh, my goodness. That is – I am excited to go.
Are you going to go there? Well, you know what you need to do, Jose? You need to call in 769-9577 and get a gift card.
Yeah. Get
2 gift cards. One from Quaker Steak and Lube and one from Chef Nick's.
Yep, call in 769-9577.
So we talked about that you have burgers, you have chicken, you have
steak.
Pork items, you have steak, you have seafood. You've kind of covered everything. What are some of your side dishes that you carry? I mean, I noticed that you have the French fries. And then I think I seen that. Do you do like a JoJo potato too?
No.
Okay. I thought I saw a fatter potato or something like that.
Oh, your sidecars? Is that what it's?
Correct.
Okay. And you do potato chips?
We do our house-made chips.
So you actually make the chips, huh?
We actually make the chips, and it's served with a beer cheese.
Oh, really?
How do you make your beer cheese? That's a trade secret?
It's a trade secret.
So do you do, and you make your own slaw?
We make house-made slaw.
And you do...
we have mashed potatoes and gravy, bourbon-baked beans, which I also brought
you know
in
what?
Today.
Did you try the beans, Jose?
No, is it
yeah,
here?
Yeah, they're
right
there.
Right next to the Swiss and Mushroom
They're
burger.
Really good.
Okay, I'm going to have to go...
Go try them.
Take a little sample.
Yeah, just grab a fork and dig you out some.
Black beans and rice. We have sautéed green beans and red peppers, coleslaw, broccoli, celery.
Mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese.
Now, do you do like sliders and things like that?
We don't.
You don't do sliders?
We don't.
Now, do you have combination platters? You do a lot of combination platters where people can like combine the different things?
Yep, they can build your own.
What is that? Is that a calzone up there?
This is a Bavarian pretzel.
Oh, that looks good.
Which April 26th is coming up, and it's National Pretzel Day. So
I did not know that.
If you sign up for our Revved Up Rewards program, you will receive a 2-ounce beer cheese and a Bavarian pretzel.
So is that how you become a Luby? Is by signing up for this program?
Well, you become a Luby by just coming all the time and becoming part of our family.
Okay. So tell us again.
But we do have a new Revved Up Rewards program.
Okay. Tell us about that a little bit more.
So
how you sign up for it, how you go through that whole process.
So you can go online. It's on Google Play or the Apple, the App Store. Sign up with your phone number.
Uh-huh.
Or you can come in the store and they could swipe a card for you. Mm-hmm. And you can receive a card.
And then what, you come back and...
So every time you come in, you give them your card or your phone number. Every dollar spent on food and non-alcoholic beverages earns 1 point.
Okay.
And then what you earn is at 200 points, a free entree. At 60 MPH award, unlocks additional benefits to your program.
So they're doing speedy rewards for food.
We are. Mm.
That's a good idea.
For the first time, you get a free appetizer.
Oh, wow.
You get a birthday free dessert. You get a half birthday bonus point.
That's cool. So you said we didn't touch on the appetizer. You guys do a lot with appetizers?
We do.
Now you got your what? Like basic probably what? You probably have the wings, of course, and you probably have. Do you have nachos?
We have the fully loaded nachos, like I was telling you, with pulled pork or pulled chicken, with the onion rings, Bavarian pretzels, chipotle chicken quesadillas. Loaded Magna Fry, that's really popular.
What's a Magna Fry?
A Magna Fry is our French fries loaded with cheddar jack cheese, bacon, scallions, served with ranch dressing.
Wow. It's all making me hungry, but I got to wait till after the show.
Wash it down, I see you guys have iced tea, and then it says unleaded Lubinade?
Yeah, that's made in-house.
What is that? That's a lemonade?
House-made lemonade.
Oh, that's
freshly
wow.
Freshly shaken, yeah.
Now, I see it's like... Because you also have the calories listed on here. It's like 2,000.
Well, he's always worried about his figure.
I am.
He is always.
Single man.
Folks,
you know?
Remember, 769-9577. You can get a free gift card from Quaker Steak and Lube and a free gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery. And you can talk to Jose. And, you know, maybe he's got a gift card for a night out or something.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
I don't mean to embarrass you. So what do you got to clear your palate at the end of that dinner? What kind of desserts do you have?
We have a fudge brownie and a chocolate chip cookie skillet.
Now, does that chocolate chip cookie, does it have any ice cream or anything on there?
It does. And it's drizzled with chocolate.
Oh, it looks
it's
good.
It's an all-butter cookie with giant chunks of chocolate. Salted pretzel balls served hot in a skillet topped with vanilla bean ice cream and hot fudge.
Mm. And now the brownie, is that something that you bake to order or is that something that you have and then you just...
We have it ready, prepared.
Okay. So do you do any, do you do carryouts?
We do carryouts.
Okay, so you have a phone number for that? For a carryout?
219-706-6200.
Okay.
And you can get that's called Wingo. So you can come through the Wingo and pick it up.
Oh, Wingo.
That is really cool. Yeah. So it's almost like window, but
Wingo.
Wingo. Okay.
And you know what? Actually, when you open them up, they wing open anyway. So, yeah, it's a Wingo.
It's like wings instead of windows.
So, you know, a part of this operation that I didn't think that you had until I started really looking into it is you have a really beautiful bar area.
Correct.
Yeah. So you have a full service bar.
We do. We have 25 taps.
25. Now, do you have all the domestics probably?
We do.
And do you carry any like microbreweries or any
like local beers?
Local
we
beers?
Carry Three Floyds. Someone that we just now brought on is Shoreline out of Michigan City. We have their Beltane. It's a Scottish ale.
Hmm.
Well, I wonder what makes it a Scottish ale. Do they put some scotch in there?
It's the accent.
No, it's malt forward. It's a little sweet, darker.
Okay. I don't like dark beer. I like that light stuff.
Oh, like
the candy stuff.
Like the cream ales and stuff?
Yeah.
Those are refreshing. Those can be refreshing.
Now, you guys also carry wines?
We do.
Okay. Now, do you get a pretty good crowd on the weekends there?
Yes.
Yes. Now, do you have any bands coming up soon? I mean, you can tell us about what's going on.
So tonight at 7 p.m. in Brickyard, 21 and older, we have Mindy and Amber from High Street and then Mandy from Naughty. They'll be performing tonight.
My son's best friend's father plays for Naughty. He's the bass player.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, wow. Really?
Mr. Jeff White.
Cool. A small world.
Isn't that funny how it is? Do you have something every weekend? Do you guys pretty much book every weekend?
So ending in April, we'll end my Friday night acoustic nights. Uh-huh. And then May, we roll off our bike nights. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be having bands every Thursday from 5 or 6 till 9 or 10.
Okay. And when do you roll open the garage doors?
As soon as the weather allows.
Oh, really? And that's like connected to, like, so you got a band that night. You could be sitting outside.
Correct.
Listening to the band and things like that.
Correct.
That's really cool.
Now how late is your food open? Like your kitchen open?
Yeah.
Till 11.
Till 11?
So May 1st, we'll be rolling back out with our summer hours. So we'll be open till midnight on Sundays and then 1 on the weekends.
Okay. And the food stops at 11. I think
whenever we close, that's when we close. So you can order all the way up until we close the doors.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And then
really good.
Alcohol, too, I assume.
Yep.
Correct.
Yep. Into the call. And folks, call 769-9577. 769-9577. We only have like 20 minutes left. It already went fast. You look like it went too fast. It always goes fast.
Always.
You know what? And please call in. Sherry spent some time to come out here and feed us all. And she's got some gift cards to Quaker Steak and Lube. And I got a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery also. I noticed that you do some... crazy drinks too.
We do. So right now we kicked off.
I saw a blue one. No, not on that one.
Well, we do have electricity.
Okay,
they're served in a trash can.
No, wait. I mean, like you got to dip your head into like a 55
no.
gallon.
It's a trash can, and you get to keep it and bring it home.
And looks, and it has a. You know what? You guys got some really cool little things there.
Thanks.
So that drink is served into a miniature looking trash can, and it says Quaker Steak and Lube on the front of it.
Correct.
That is so cool.
So let me tell you about the electricity, because it's one of our most talked about.
Okay.
It's a Long Island. It's a new take on it. So it has Absolute Cintron Vodka, Crown Apple Whiskey, Tanqueray Gin, Blue Sirocco, and Sierra Mist, topped with gummy worms.
Really?
Gummy worms. And the gummy worms are in the trash can?
They are.
You know what? That sounds good. I like Long Islands, too. You know, and if Katie would have came, we would have had some Long Islands, probably.
Who is this Katie we keep talking about?
Katie is the bar manager.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, did I miss something?
Yeah,
everyone knows a Katie. And I'm like,
you think. She was supposed to come, but she had some things she had to do. And she was the one that was going to bring all the liquor in her pockets and stuff.
Oh, man. If I would have had anything sounding like that, that would have been dangerous.
So do you have like a... like a party room, a banquet room, or something like that people can rent out or anything? Because you, I mean, 300 seats, I mean, you would think you could block it off or something.
We could, but we don't want to restrict the public coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So for parties of 8 or 10.
So your crowd is that strong where somebody say, hey, I want 50 seats somewhere, that could kind of.
We can close it off.
Okay.
We can. But the room still has extra seats in it, so it won't be exclusively to them.
Okay. But people can reserve some seats to be put aside.
Correct.
So you, catering menu. Do you do anything like catering?
We do.
I mean, what items
do
you
offer? And catering season is right here amongst us.
Oh, it's right here.
Graduations, birthday parties.
Tomorrow I got, I don't know how many hundreds of pieces of fried chicken. I think a good 100, which is not a lot for me. Because during a real catering season, I do about 600-800 pieces of chicken in an afternoon just
Oh man.
So this is catering time. Tomorrow I got green beans to put out, some green beans and stuff. So tell us what you guys do in catering.
So we do our wings, bone in or boneless.
Now, when you you say that, is it all, how are they packaged? Are they packaged by the pound or by the pieces? Or?
Pieces, so okay. 50 or 100.
Okay, that sounds good.
Baby back ribs, we do that. We have box lunches for catering for office events, okay. Stuff like that.
What's a box lunch include?
We have a grilled chicken club, a chicken Caesar wrap, a steak Caesar wrap, boneless chicken wrap, or a QSL boneless chicken salad, or a veggie wrap for the non-meat eaters.
Yeah, you know, we do get a lot of that now, a lot of veggie.
What, the veggie wraps?
The veggies, the yeah. Whole being a vegetarian scene is really becoming bigger.
It is.
Yeah.
We have garage salads.
Garage salads?
Yep, like, just our salad.
Okay, like what kind do you have? Tell us the different types.
Chopped romaine, lettuce, carrots, red onion, tomatoes,
anything
cucumbers.
With chicken or anything like that?
Yep, it could be topped with grilled chicken or sliced top sirloin.
Now, is it served like in like a miniature garage? Or
it's
is
not.
It, no? Oh, okay.
But it's a cool name, right?
With the door that opens up and it kind of flows out at you.
Yeah, that's an idea, yeah.
So, you do any outside catering at all? Do you go anywhere and drop catering off?
Have we
you
guys- do. I mean, we're amongst the business area, trucking companies, so we do cater for them.
Now, your inside is kind of unique. So everything's like checkered?
Depending on what room you're in.
So each room's got its own little decor?
It does.
Okay. So the checkered room is what? I noticed you had like a Indianapolis Formula car. Do you have one of those too? On the floor?
Right in the lobby.
Okay.
So right when you walk in, if you're small enough, you can get in it, take a picture. But to the left, it's Thunder Alley, so that's all the race cars, the gas tanks, the gas refuel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I notice you have, like, oil barrels everywhere, too.
I don't believe we have those at our location
okay,
anymore.
That was at another location?
Correct.
I was just wondering if they were full. Mm. What kind of oil? It was canola, olive? I don't know.
Oh, that would have been... I like all the puns and stuff that you guys do. It's really cool. Very fun.
The outside looks like, do you ever have people coming in and wait for that, you know, ding, ding, and for somebody to come out to do their oil like
no.
A Jiffy Lube? Nothing?
No. Because
it looks exactly like one.
And did you guys used to do you know at all, did you used to do oil or?
We didn't. We've always been erected as yeah.
Always a restaurant?
A restaurant. Okay.
They just took an old building and that was a oil change gas station.
In the Pennsylvania one. So that's where it derived from, correct.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
You know, like there's a place out in Velpo that Kelly was telling me about, and it's unique too. It's an old bait shop. You know, it was just a bait shop, and somebody turned it into the restaurant. They call it, you know.
The bait shop.
The bait shop.
Oh, I've never heard of that either. Yeah. I lived in Velpo for like
hidden.
2 years. Too,
it's hidden, but it's a good spot.
Huh.
So I noticed you do things with, if I'm wrong, you got all these Twizzlers in front of me too. Why
yeah,
you got
so
Twizzlers
that's our signature. As you finish your meal and on your way out, give everyone a Twizzler.
Folks, call in 769-9577, 769-9577. We got about 15 minutes left. And we have Charisse here from Quaker Steak and Lube. She's got gift cards out, and I got gift cards for Chef Nick's Eatery.
And we won't send you Twizzlers.
No, because I'm going to eat them all.
But we will send you gift cards.
Yeah, we will send you. Now, do you have a Facebook?
We do. It's Quaker Steak and Lube, Portage, Indiana. And then we also have a Quaker Steak and Lube Express for our Gary location.
And website. Do you have a website?
www.thelube.com.
Like I'm quizzing you good, ain't I, Charisse? You're probably thinking, does this guy go to stop to ask me questions?
But I do want to talk about gift cards for a minute.
Yeah,
because right
talk
now, we're doing a spring promotion, and you can win, you will receive a $10, $15, or $20 mystery card whenever you purchase $50 worth of gift cards. So for upcoming things, uh-huh. If you want to purchase gift cards, $10 each, as long as they equal $50, you'll get a bonus card.
And what is, when you say mystery, that card could be?
It's a scratch off. So you scratch it off, and then you get the prize.
It could be 50 cents, or it could be $500.
It could be $10, $15, or $20.
Yeah, I got to make sure we got that right. I don't want to misspeak on that one. So it's 10, 15, or 20, which is
great.
For the mystery card.
Yeah.
I mean, people scratch that and give that off for just a gift of some sort.
Right.
You know, I noticed mason jars. What's the mason jars?
So our mason jars is a take-home jar also. We make our signature drinks out of that. One of our newest ones is a Tito's Blueberry Lemonade Bar Jar.
Mm-hmm.
So they hand shake it.
And these jars are mason jars with handles on them.
They're handles.
Yeah, like
and they have lids,
when I was
and
in
they
college,
shake them
I
up on
those.
The way to the table.
Uh-huh. And
And you get to take that glass home with you.
You do a lot of that over there, don't you?
Because yeah, I noticed we like giveaways. I know, we love our lubies.
Yeah, because I noticed, well, if you sign up to be a luby, then are you that makes you fall into some of these things? Or if you just come in, that's how things are served and you take the glasses with you?
That's how things are served.
Okay, okay.
So we love everyone.
So on the mason jars, you like you said, they have a cap and everything, so they can actually just take it home with them.
Correct.
You saw that? You know, they have the coolest thing. They have mason jars. And you know what? We'll get back to that. Who do you got on the line?
I have Miss Hannah from Lowell, Indiana.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
You got a question for Charisse?
Well, actually, I've never been to that restaurant. I've never heard of it. And I live in Lowell. So I was just kind of wondering, like, you know, how far it was to the center, which for whatever reason my phone is just not letting me get the, you know how you get the directions from here to there.
You're just wondering how you would get there from Lowell?
Yeah, like, you know, the directions. I'd like to go there and try it out.
You know what? The place is very unique, and it's got, and what Charisse brought in food, it was all delicious. I'm going to give you a general idea. I think you take I-65 north, and then you take 8094 east, and then is there a certain exit you get off on? What street should you work? Because right when you get in, when you see that Big Bass Pro Shop on the left-hand side. On
249.
Yeah, on the left-hand side there.
Yeah,
right there in that area there. You take that ramp, and it'll take you right into that Ameristar. Can you help me with that?
The
plaza?
Ameriplex?
The Ameriplex Plaza. I know. What am I thinking of Ameristar?
Also, it is by the Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, it's right there.
It is.
And you pull in, and the restaurant's right over there.
Right on the right-hand side.
Yeah. No gas pumps now, okay? It's just
a freestanding
So if you see the Bass Pro Shop, you're going the right way.
What kind of food do you like?
Well, I like all kinds of food. So, Leon, I like to, I don't know, I didn't hear you say if you guys had any salmon, because I love salmon.
We do not have salmon.
Okay, no, that's fine. You know, I heard a lot of other good stuff.
I tell you what, there's a whole list of things. I mean,
I would say smorgasbord of things.
Yeah, if you want anything from seafood to a vegetarian.
No one can ever opt out of our restaurant for not having enough options.
Yes.
Not even if you're a vegetarian.
So what
I'm not a vegetarian, but, you know, I do love a lot of chicken, and the ribs sound really good.
Yeah, and the pulled pork, too.
Yeah, and the pulled pork.
I love pulled
pork. And I want to try the black beans. So.
And how about some like, Thunderbird steak? That sounds like another one. Anyways, what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube and one to Chef Nick's Eatery. And
That's great.
Yeah, I know. You get two nights out on us. How's that sound?
That sounds great because, you know, my husband and I were just talking. We need to make, like, a date night, just for us too, because we hardly see each other, and I think this would be a great place to go.
You know, I feel like a therapist right now. I got a chill in my body from when you said that.
Well, there's your next two date nights right
there. You got two date nights. How's that sound?
Oh, yeah, that sounds really, really nice.
Thanks for calling in, and you have a great Easter.
Thank you very much, Anna.
Thank you, and you guys have a great Easter too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Folks, that's all it takes. Call in 769-9577, 769-9577. And ask Charisse a question, maybe not roadmap questions, but ask her a question.
Thanks.
I'm just kidding. Ask her a question and get a gift card from Quaker Steak and Lube and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. And you know, you get a couple of days out and have some fun. We were talking about events. Do you have any, like, special events coming up? Anything that you guys are, like, really promoting? Or
we do. So we have our bike nights coming back on May 2nd.
That's motorized bikes?
Correct.
Okay.
Motorcycles.
Okay.
Motorcycle night.
Jose's got one. He's
those
got
are
a chopper.
On Thursdays. Oh, you have a chopper?
He's a low rider,
yeah.
Too.
Oh,
what kind?
The big handlebars, and then I'm really low to the ground.
Oh.
It's like Batman themed, you know.
Come through.
Like, yeah.
But I'm totally joking, by the way. If a girl calls in and is like, ooh, let me see your chopper, right. I do not have one.
His just plugs into the wall.
Oh, yeah, that's
fun.
Yeah,
he gets a couple miles out of it.
Oh, yeah. It gets like 50, 80 miles to the gallon. Yeah.
But nice. I'm sorry, Charisse.
It's okay.
You're sitting here on 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio. It's Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. And you know, we got Jose sitting in here and Charisse from Quaker Steak and Lube. We got maybe 10 minutes if you want to call in and get a gift card from both of us. You know, I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get your next two date nights in.
There you go. Go ahead and tell us about what's coming up with your bike night.
So bike nights are on every Thursday starting May 2nd. They roll out from 5 to 10 entertainment, and then you can stay as late as we're open.
Now these bike nights are, I mean, it's anyone that just pulls in. It's not like...
Correct.
I mean, you don't get like 200 coming in at once.
It's family friendly. We do have a space roped off for our beer garden so people can walk around, look at the bikes with their beer in their hand. Mm-hmm. There's parking spots around. We just got approval for possibly using the overflow parking.
Oh, wow.
On the extra land that's over there.
That's very good if you're able to do that. You know, the overflow parking and stuff like that.
So I might have been on the phone, but you said there's a beer garden?
So we've roped off our whole bike night area where the bikes will be parking, so it'll be beer friendly.
Oh, wow.
You know, from what I read, Quaker Steak and Lube is a great place for an attitude adjustment. I saw in your glasses. Is that your theme?
If you're drinking it, your attitude should change.
I just want now those glasses that say that. You guys give those out too?
We do not.
Okay,
you could purchase them.
Sunglasses or like shot glasses? No,
like a big beer glass.
Oh,
a pint.
Okay, pint glass. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you attitude adjustment? Quaker Steak and Lube.
Yeah, that will happen if you drink that whole pint real quick, especially of that Long Island you were talking about.
Something that we do offer also is called a lube tube.
Okay.
So it's 100 ounces of beer, domestics, whatever kind of beer you like.
Is that like a yard or something like that?
It is. And it's delivered right to your table.
To put it in perspective, I used to work at a coffee shop. I won't name it, but 16 ounces was the grande. Mm-hmm. Oops, I may have said too much. So imagine, 100 ounces of beer. That's huge. In my eyes, that's how I'm looking at it.
I know. 1 ounce at a time, that takes you some time. Right. But I'm sure they're just gulping it down.
100 minutes.
100 minutes, if you took your time.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, how many ping pong balls? Anyway.
Ping pong balls. Were...
So what else do you want to tell us about your place? I mean, what other, like, what's coming down the line? Is there some new food that's coming out that
you're
planning
on? Well, I want to talk about another event, too, that's really went crazy. Jeep Nights. We're going to be doing that on Fridays.
Really?
So every Friday after May 17th, we're going to be having a Jeep Night. Going to a Jeep Club meeting tonight to talk about some of the events that will be hosted during their nights. There's, like, a Jeep crawl where their Jeeps crawl up on a ramp.
Okay.
And a wheel crawl. So we're going to be trying to, like, bring out great activities for the Jeepers to do.
Wow. It's almost like an obstacle course for like the Jeeps.
Probably
not,
just one.
Not too intense.
Cerise, who comes up with these ideas?
I do.
Do you?
Well, Bike Nights is Quaker Steak and Lube's hold. So out of all of the Quaker Steak and Lube's, Bike Nights is really what brings in the people, the community of the bikers, just for a place to come hang out and enjoy themselves, look at other people's bikes, get the newest patches sewn on their vest, buttons fixed.
Yeah. So why did you get into this? I mean, you're a marketer, but why did you get into the food part, the restaurant part, the beer part? Is there any reason why? I mean, you can get a marketing job working for Hyatt or something like that. Why did you choose food?
Well, I just really like talking to people, and our food is really delicious, so I could tell you about it.
And free food, free drink, like...
So are you responsible for, like, a lot of, like, events? I mean, do you...
So all the events is under my wing.
Uh-huh. Huh.
So do you have, like, an old car, like, night yet?
I don't. Oh, we have a cruise nights on Sunday at noon.
Oh, and then that's just bring your old, like, 60s, 70s automobiles.
Just come hang out in the parking lot, park your car,
bring
a chair.
I can't go there with my Kia, I'm sure.
You can bring your Kia. Sure.
No, I'm not a car person, so.
So, anything else you want to tell us? Like, maybe any food that's coming down? Are you guys in?
So, the LTOs, everything that I brought out, that's our new spring summer release. So, that'll be run for the summertime.
So, do you seasonal items? You guys
we
season
do.
It
so,
up?
Monthly, we do monthly items. We do a beer of the month, a cocktail of the month, and then a sauce of the month, which we make in house.
Okay.
The past 2 months, we've ran out of our sauce mid-month. So you need to get in early to try the sauces.
Oh, my goodness.
The sauces
so what type of sauces? Like, what were the previous months?
In March, it was garlic parmesan. Okay. Ran out super quick. Everyone loved it.
Yeah. And that's not a usual sauce that you have?
Nope, it's something made in-house.
Like, wow.
So whenever staff's together, they give their ideas, and it's chosen.
And you guys do that with drinks? Do you guys make up drinks like that too? Where you make up drinks? I mean,
well, this month we have Whiskey Colada.
Oh, wow.
That's our cocktail of the month.
So, like, you know, during Christmas, do you have peppermint food or peppermint drink? Or during St. Patrick's Day, do you do any, like, corned beef and cabbage? Do you do
green?
Oh, switch things up
we
like
did
that?
Green beer. We did corn. We did a Reuben.
Uh-huh. So like, during, like, 4th of July, do you guys don't have hot dogs?
Well, starting with the summer, whenever we get our grill going and stuff, we'll talk about the options that would be beneficial for us to bring out.
So when you're saying you're grilled, you got to bring a grill out?
We're going
to
grill out.
Outside?
Yeah, we're going to make it a party. Summer That's party awesome. At the Lube.
Sparklers and the fudge brownies.
Charisse,
for sure.
Charisse, you know, to be in your position, you got to be, you like to be around people, don't you?
I love people.
Yeah, and you like to host events and things like that.
I do.
It's so gratifying. I mean, what it is, you get when you do like catering and things like that, and you walk out and you see everyone eating, or in your case, you know, you're having a party and they're all having a good time. It's like, you're like, wow, now you're kind of reaping the benefit.
I
but
provided
it's not
that
money.
Great time.
Yeah, it's not money. It's like the feeling you get.
It is. That is truthful.
Yeah, it is.
So, Chef Nick,
it's a feeling. It's not a monetary thing. It's about how you're giving someone an experience.
Right,
of
and you don't
food
even, you don't even
drink.
Want, you don't even want thank you, do you?
No.
Isn't
I just,
that weird?
I don't.
The feeling is the thank you, isn't it?
It is.
It's weird.
That's real wholesome. I like that.
You like that? But it's the truth.
I also cook like on my own time, and it feels good to share.
Yeah, you know? It is. So, Charisse, we're down to our last 3 minutes. It went by really fast.
So fast.
Very fast. And we want to thank you, the listeners, for calling in and listening. I know you're out there. Tell us something. Just tell us something about yourself, or tell us, you know, like maybe who a mentor was or anything like that. Just tell us something. Who do you want to thank? Anyone you want to thank? Your mother, your father?
Crazy food stories.
No.
Food challenges.
I think I stumped her. I stumped her, but I'm sure there's people out there that
I just want to thank the people for coming back to Quaker, giving us a try on our reopen. Mm-hmm. It really gives me gratification that they're coming back to give us that try to make us be who we are.
And you said they're called Quakers?
No, they're called Lubies.
Oh, Lubies.
Yeah, so they're all called Lubies, especially the ones that sign up and stuff like that.
Revved Up Rewards. Become a Revved Up Rewards member.
So we got the last couple minutes here. Why don't you go ahead and give your hours again, your address, your phone number, and things like that.
Facebook?
Facebook, everything.
Our Facebook is Quaker Steak and Lube in Portage, Indiana. Our hours are 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., 1 a.m. on the weekends. Location 6245 Ameriplex Drive, Portage, Indiana.
And that's by
Bass Pro.
Bass Pro, yeah.
Correct.
And, you know, folks, I can tell you right now for what Charisse brought in, and we want to thank you for coming in and bringing all this food. It's
thank
a lot of work.
Thank you for having me.
It's a lot of work.
I appreciate that.
I know it is.
Seeing you guys enjoy it.
Yeah. It all went.
Devouring it. It was great.
I encourage everyone out there to take a trip. You know, it's now the weather's going to start breaking. Get out there to Quaker Steak and Lube and try their food. I mean, they got a huge menu. Got a beautiful bar. It's a friendly, family-friendly atmosphere, I can tell. And then at night, it's great for the adults, too. Beautiful place.
Sounds some great fun events, too.
Okay. Well, Jose, we're done with the show today.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Man,
I think we need to get back into our Bugatti and head back to Maryville.
We do. I want to thank you, Chef Nick, for, you know, bringing me on.
Oh, I'm always glad to have you.
I always have a blast doing this stuff.
Yeah. So you ready to start that car up and get going again?
Are you
going to
let me drive again?
Yeah, you can drive.
Well,
it's only $1.5 million car. Go ahead.
I wanted to drive.
Oh, you want to drive?
Just for a minute.
Yeah, let her drive.
Okay,
yeah.
Charisse,
I'm
going to
drive us out of here.
Okay, here we
go. Get in.
All right, okay. Let's go. Have a great time. Lakeshore Public Media, thanks you. And this is Let's Eat.
Yes. Ciao.